And welcome back to What Matters in North Carolina. Hi there, my name is Mark Shiver. So glad that you are joining us today. And as you know, you can follow us on Twitter at What Matters NC. And you can hit me up at Mark Shiver, at M-A-R-K-S-H-I-V-E-R. We've had an interesting show today, very fast moving. It seems like we just got started. We kick things off talking with Travis Weber, director of the Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council, 1 year after the same-sex marriage decision, dissent not permitted. And here we're going to close the show today in our final segment with Leah Carawan. She's the executive director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. And before I bring you on, Leah, I just want you to know that I personally subscribe to the updates that you send out regularly, sometimes on a daily basis, from the Congressional Prayer Caucus. And as an individual, I would just like to thank you for the work that you are doing.
Mark, thank you so much. It's a privilege to be here with you and appreciate all that you're doing as well.
Well, you have written something that really caught my eye last week, and I reached out and asked you to come on, and you agreed to, and so I want to say thank you. But your piece was really a question: are we losing our national identity? And well, it's our national identity is in peril. What prompted you to write that?
Well, I think I, like most Americans, feel like this country is slipping through our hands. We have always been a country that has valued the Judeo-Christian foundation on which we were built, and appreciated and defended strongly our religious liberties. And I think I, like many Americans, feel that is slipping away rapidly. And I wanted to just really pose the question to people that believe the same way I am. I believe, what are we going to do about this?
Well, it's certainly a good question. And you cite in your newsletter here, your email piece, that the case of a seven-year-old who had the police come visit him for sharing Bible verses. I wrote actually about that last week. It was to me, it was a chilling story about, and here's a seven-year-old. I mean, it's not like, you know, somebody's kid who's out joyriding or, you know, vandalizing a neighborhood. Here's an innocent little seven-year-old child whose friends wanted copies of the Bible verses his mom was putting in his lunch. And suddenly, you know, the authorities find that this is just unacceptable and they send a cop to their house. I mean, what in the world?
Exactly. And I think hopefully everybody reads that. I don't care what faith you believe in or if you don't believe anything, that has to be chilling that something like that is happening in America. And, of course, you and I both know that's just one example. We could go on and on of all the examples. A coach in Washington State who literally after football games by himself would go out and pray after the game on the field, in the middle of the field, in a public space, quietly lean down, pray, thanking God that none of his players were hurt, and he gets fired for doing just that. And people in the military getting court-martialed and citizens losing their livelihood just simply because they believe in Bible, Christian, Judeo-Christian values. It's very chilling.
So that is outrageous. And one thing that you mentioned here, it's that, you know, there seems to be a forgetting of our constitutional rights. And I'm looking for the word. I think it's an intentional forgetting on the part of the left, those that are driving the agenda, particularly what I refer to as the militant leftist agenda, where they want to intimidate, as you say, falsely mislabel and distort the truth. I believe, and maybe you could tell me your experience, but from my position, and just even before I began to host a show on social media, if I said anything that was, you know, in contradiction at all to a, you know, closely held leftist dogma, I would just be cussed at and bullied. And I don't see people of faith or people on, you know, of a conservative tilt acting that way. And yet the left feels like that's okay for them to treat us that way.
Right. No, that's exactly right. Those of us that really still do believe in the founding principles and the Judeo-Christian values that are unquestionably and widely documented throughout all of our founding documents, their letters, our leaders have been speaking about these things and confirming and affirming Judeo-Christian values and the importance of ensuring that we continue to embrace religious freedom, you know, what is turned on its head now is that it is vehemently opposed versus embraced. And I think many of us feel that it has become an opposite feeling towards those that believe the way we do.
Well, our guest here is Leah Carowin. She is the executive director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. Before I ask you to get into a little bit of the work that your organization is doing, which I think, quite frankly, is pretty amazing, I like to ask people of prominence who have their finger on the pulse nationally and on societal trends. Leah, how did we get here? Because as you said, you know, the majority of Americans this or that, and yet the majority of Americans seem to be sitting on their hands and allowing the country to be driven down a road that if they don't agree with it, they certainly aren't doing anything to stop it. So how did we get here? Are people just apathetic? Do they just not care?
Well, I think there's two things that are going on. I think there's ignorance on one side and there's an aggressive agenda on the other side. The ignorance on one side is that I think people have forgotten that there's two absolutely crucial things that have to remain in America in order for America to stay free. For one, we have to be a nation that protects religious liberty for all faiths, all people, no question. And we have to be a nation that continues to embrace Judeo-Christian principles through our laws and policies. That's the only way you remain a free republic. And that simple, incredible, brilliant concept has been lost on Americans. It hasn't been taught for decades now. The second thing, the reason why I say an agenda, is because a lot of people think this is just a secular slide, organic sort of slide that's happening in America. That's not true at all. There is truly a very intentional, orchestrated agenda that is well-funded, well-strategized. It's been put in place for decades for the sole purpose of ensuring that those people of faith and the people that believe the way we do are silenced. This is not something that is just simply organic, which is why if you look around, you realize this didn't just suddenly, you know, happen over the course of 34 years. In the last 3 to 5 years, there has been, it has been a hammer brought down hard, but it's been in place for decades. But now we're just seeing the fruit of it in the last few years.
Our guest is Leah Carowin. She's the executive director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. Here in North Carolina, Leah, I'm sure you're familiar with House Bill 2 and the gender identity issue that has suddenly raised itself to national prominence. And I would think that reasonable people, not even people of faith necessarily, but just plain old folks, would not want men in locker rooms, showers, changing rooms, fitting rooms with women or females or little girls. And yet, those on the left who are pushing this seem to be able to deflect that notion while the masses just sit idly by. And, you know, I guess if our cable TV went out, we'd be pretty upset. But, you know, this issue could be defining in so many ways for the future of our country. And instead of this mass outrage on the part even of people of faith, it just seems like the only voice that we can hear is that of those who are pushing this agenda. And frankly, I'm concerned because, and I don't mean to have such a long question, but there's a guy here in our state house who is the executive director of an organization called Equality North Carolina, and he was filling in for a guy who died. He's serving out his term. There's some question as to the ethics of him continuing to represent that organization, but that being the case, he filed a bill, Leah, and it was a discrimination bill, and instead of biological sex, he had lined through that and put gender identity. Now, his bill's not going anywhere, thankfully, but this, to me, is crazy. People, I think what you said is maybe people are ignorant, because here's a guy trying to change the very foundation of biology that we've all grown up with, that is, you know, part of just reality, and yet you know, with the stroke of a pen, they want to undo that.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right, Mark, and you've hit it on the head. If people do not wake up and take a stand, they, before they know it, they are going to lose everything that they hold dear. They are going to be losing the freedoms that they have grown up with. And it's each one of these bills, each one of these issues that just keep pecking away, pecking away. And you have to stay vigilant. We, our founders, our leaders told us this every generation. Reagan told us this. And Adams told us this at the beginning of our country, and Jefferson. They've all said, we must fight, every generation must fight to protect the freedoms. You can't just sit back on your laurels and assume that you're always going to have the freedoms you've had. And so as the people of faith, as the people who believe like you and I do, have stayed silent, and they've honestly, they've listened to the misapplication of separation of church and state, that lie that has been so perpetrated, as if somehow people of faith have to check their civic responsibility at the door and people of in the government have to check their faith at the door, that neither of the two should meet. And that's absolutely a lie, which is why we put forth Pray USA. And I know you want me to get into that in just a minute, but that is a perfect example of people in the government standing up with the people in the church, the government leaders and the pastors standing together in the pulpit saying, do not buy into that. We must pray, get on our knees, and then we must get up and take action. And you know what? The only way we lose our rights, the only way, is if we don't show up.
Well,
that's it. Because
yeah,
we're on the right side right now.
I think that you're exactly right. I couldn't have said that any better. Tell us about Pray USA, the website prayusa.com.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, when our government leaders, I think we've, you know, that we have a network now of nearly 700 government leaders across the nation, about 100 members of Congress, and about 700 who are across 31 states now who have legislative prayer caucuses. And these government leaders have come together. We brought them together in a summit. And one of the very first acts they did is they said, we are going to write a proclamation calling for unceasing prayer for our nation. And they signed it. And then they went back to their districts and their legislatures and their Congress, and they invited their colleagues. We have now over 1,000 government leaders who have signed a call to prayer proclamation for unceasing prayer. But it didn't stop there. They also committed, we're also going to go into the churches, and we're going to stand with our pastors, and together we're going to break the back of the lie of separation in church and state, and we're going to call for unceasing prayer, because that's the only hope that our nation has, and then we're going to encourage people to stand up and take action.
Wow, that got me excited. I think I can tell you're very passionate about this. So behind the scenes, what people may not be aware of, Leah, is that there are members of Congress who are engaging regularly in prayer for our country.
Absolutely. And I do want everybody to know, in room 219, we had started with Congressman Forbes. He reserved room 219, which is a strategic room right across from where they take their votes every week before session. They get on their knees. They pray for each other. They pray for wisdom. Both sides now, everyone is welcome in that room. And sometimes now, what started with one man, many nights of standing room only as they get in there and they pray. And that is what began to establish not only the Congressional Prayer Caucus, but over 8,219 prayer groups, and now 31 state legislative prayer caucuses. This is not just Congress, but these leaders are praying in their state houses, having Bible studies, asking for God's wisdom. We just need to know who they are, stand with them, and pray with them.
Yeah, no, I heard about this. I used to work at the North Carolina General Assembly, and I think it may have been actually the congressman that started this thing. He came down here, and I think Indiana or one of the other states had just, I may have gotten that wrong, but had just implemented a prayer caucus, and they were trying to get that going here in North Carolina, and it's very exciting. And I think it's fabulous that these guys are engaging in prayer and praying for our country. And I think you're right. I mean, I think that this is essential. I mean, without serious directed prayer for our country, I don't know what other answer that there is going to be that will make this slide, this slide of morality, stop.
Yes. Well, and I wanted to just mention, too, you actually have a very strong prayer caucus, legislative prayer caucus in North Carolina. We're very pleased I know Senator Sanderson comes to mind. He's one of the prayer caucus chairmen. We have a state director there. People can go to NorthCarolinaPrayerCaucus.com, and you can see what's happening in your state. So I would encourage everybody in North Carolina to go see and get involved and stand with your government leaders who are taking, who are, not only are they praying together, but they're taking some very bold stands. They just need your support.
Absolutely. Senator Sanderson is a good friend of mine, and certainly a man of great integrity, and he and his wife Linda actually are doing a great amount of work for that prayer caucus and trying to get our state to come back to some semblance of sanity. I think North Carolina has been in the crosshairs of some of the most radically insane notions in the past 6 months that I never in my lifetime would have thought that we would be seeing this kind of dialogue in the public square about gender identity and that sort of thing. But if people want to get involved, Leah, to help, would they go to PrayUSA.com? Is that where a good launching point would be? Or would they go to the Congressional Prayer Caucus website?
Well, I would probably go to cpcfoundation.com.
Okay.
Because if you go to our foundation website, not only will you be able to go to and get involved with the PrayUSA event and maybe have a PrayUSA spotlight in your church, but you also will find out about In God We Trust Put It Up, where we're celebrating the 60th anniversary of In God We Trust as our national motto. And we now have nearly a million window decals on windows across this nation. People can go get their window decal and take action. There's several things that they can get involved with. They can get our weekly prayer updates, insider prayer updates. So go to cpcfoundation.com. You'll also be able to get to the North Carolina Prayer Caucus through that website.
Well, I get those, as I said, I get those updates, and I look forward to them, and I stop and actually pray for you guys. And so I appreciate the work that you're doing. I appreciate you taking time here late in the day on a Monday to come on the show, and hopefully we'll look forward to having you back, and maybe the peril that is surrounding our national identity can be redirected, and we can once again be a nation that, as you said, trusts in God.
Well, Mark, thank you for letting me be on, and there's always hope because we have a God that does miracles, and so thank you, and thank you for all your support, and please, I'd love to come back anytime.
Great. Thank you very much. Have a great day. There you go. That's Leah Carawan, and she is the executive director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. I bet you didn't know there was a legislative prayer caucus here in North Carolina. I bet you didn't know there was a congressional prayer caucus. Well, there is. And not to turn what matters in North Carolina into an overtly, time of faith here, but often those of a conservative ilk do tend to have a measure of faith. And I would say that Leah Carawan is right that, one of the answers to stemming this tide of social and moral decay is going to be concerted prayer. And it gives me great hope that members of Congress are actually getting involved in praying for our country. So thank you very much, Leah Carawan, for coming on the show.